Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Assalamu alaikum. May the God, may the peace that only God can give be with you. This is Nazim Rashid. Nazim Rashid, personal growth specialist, life coach, radio talk show host of the Reconnected Show that is on the air every Saturday on this network, actually. All right, then. We're going to have a great program today. So I hope you have been catching my series on recovery I've been conducting for several weeks now, which is based on my book, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Reconnected, yes, yes, yes. And as you know, the regulars know, new ones will know now, that it is not just for those afflicted with drug addictions. We're going to talk about recovery and as it relates to relationships. Now, it also applies to drugs, too. I'm trying to cover everybody here, you know. So I'm throwing the fishnet over everybody. So everybody is affected. So if you say, well, I'm not a cocaine user, I don't drink alcohol, you know, this does not apply to me. But you're abusive in your relationships. You're abusive to your wife. You're abusive to your husband. This applies to you. You see, you might say, well, you know, I'm not married. I'm not abusive to anybody, you know, but, you know, when I go home, I beat myself up all the time because I feel I'm not good enough. You know, I'm angry. I'm angry. I hate myself. Okay? This program is for you also. You see, we got to have a certain level of self-esteem about ourselves, certain level of self-esteem in order to receive what you want to receive in life. Absolutely. The good things come to those who feel in their deepest, innermost sanctum inside that they deserve to get what they're getting. This is why you have so many divorces. Yeah, y'all married because the imam or the religious leader says, you got to be married, get married, get married, get married. You hear that song over and over and over, get married, get married, get married. Huh? As if being single is a sin. You say you get married, you get divorced a year or so or less because you don't know how to pick the mate. You aren't prepared. You don't deserve the best in the first place inside. You get married because you were told to get married. You figured that would solve all your problems. That would fill all your emotional voids. Huh? That'll take care of every single issue you have in life, what your mother did to you at 8, what your father did, what your uncle did to you. Hmm? How your aunt abused you and had sex with you when you're 4 years old. You're still carrying that kind of trauma around. You think all that would be taken care of if you got married. You say, all I got to do is get married and that would take care of it. No. Doesn't work like that. We have so many demons from the past controlling our lives, our present lives, the way we think of ourselves, and how we frame our own future. You see? This is why it's important to understand you're co-creating your life, whether you know it or not. You sure are. Yes, yes, yes. You're attracting all the bad people in your life, attracting the bad relationships. You're attracting all the bad situations. Huh? You're tuning into the bad channel. That's what's up with that. Yeah. You got to readjust your dial. Yeah. You're in control of that. Why are you tuning into this channel? Because you always have been there. It's comfortable. And you know that channel. That's why you're there. You don't know the other channel. You don't know what's on the other side of the dial, what's on the other end of the receiver, huh? Huh? Explore that in. Yeah. Pour that in. Say to yourself, you deserve it. God created you to be the manager of the world. Huh? He created in you excellence. Excellence. That's part of your DNA. He said in Scripture, he created you a free man. We know man means mind. A free mind of the city, a free mind. You know what that means? He created you with an independent thinking mind to think for yourself, to create the best for yourself, to carve out the best out here in this world for yourself. Huh? You see those nice big homes on HGTV and those nice shows? You say, wow, I wish I could live in a place like that, but not me. No, I can't. No, not me. I can't do that. I'll stay in my little one bedroom, you know, apartment or my studio. You know, that's about best I can do because, you know, those things for those other people. Huh? Why are they for other people? Why aren't they for you? Why can't you see yourself living in those big homes? Huh? You got to deserve. And I say you deserve before you desire. Don't dream about these fantasy homes, fantasy marriages, and you know, don't dream about these things unless you feel you are deserving of it. Yes. Yes. Fill your own cup first. You got that? Yes. Yes. Look in the mirror and love yourself. Yes. Look outside and see the common thread of life going through the trees that's going through you. Moving the clouds that's moving through you. Setting the stars in the sky moving through you. Seeing the rabbit go by or seeing the, you know, animal go by, that same life is going through you. Going through you. Yes. By you having an independent thinking mind, God is giving you the possibilities that are endless. Endless. You create your own reality. You do that. No one else is going to do it for you. You do that. Yes. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are energy. Thoughts do not, like energy, doesn't stay passive. It moves. It moves. It goes around. Moves. So, what are you thinking right now? Good thoughts? About yourself? Others? What are you thinking about? If it's not constructive, it is destructive. There's no such thing as riding the fence. Either thinking thoughts that are building you up, building others up, building life, supporting health, or you're doing the opposite. No such thing as in between. So ask yourself, what are you thinking right now? What side of the fence are you on? Building life or destroying life? So this series of recovery fits everybody. So I want everybody to tune in. And, you know, as you're in a shoe store, all the shoes aren't going to fit you. But you see a nice little 10.5. Okay. Right style. Enough wiggle room for your toes. Okay, support. Got the arch support. Yeah. You like the style. Okay. That's your shoe. Okay, as I'm talking, find the area that fits you and say, okay, I'm going to own that. That's me. That little nugget is going to improve my life. Yes, I'm going to start creating my new life today based on what this brother is saying. Yes. Your own soul knows it's true. You can feel it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So this recovery program is for you. Absolutely. All right? Okay. Now, I'll give my commercial about the book several times, but I'll start right now. You can get reconnected, how to be a mentor to your child self, all kind of ways. Amazon's got it. Put it in there. Put it in the books, self-help books, reconnected. Just put reconnected, Nazim Rashid, N-A-Z-I-M-R-A-S-H-I-D. Mm-hmm. Put it in there. Even if you can't get the spelling just right, just guess, and it'll take care of it. You'll find a book there. And if you have ebook or Kindle, you can get it on the ebook fashion too. You know, you can get that within a half hour and for about $8 or so and have the book right now. Yeah, and if you're calling, if you're listening from out of the country or you listen after the show, because most people listen after the show, you know, you got to go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get it that way. You can get the paperback or the ebook format. You know, now if you're out of the country, you know, you make it easy. You want to go to your local bookstore. I was talking to someone in Indonesia about this. Go to your local bookstore, since I'm in the catalog, and say, you want to order this book, Reconnected, by Nazim Rashid. Well, order it. It's on Barnes & Noble catalog. Yeah, you can get it that way. This is a human manual that can transform your past experiences into wonderful memories. It will teach you how to love yourself at deep levels so you can create the life you've always desired. Absolutely. Reconnect. This is the human manual. You need a manual for everything in life. So now this manual, so you can have a great life. So you can create the best self, the best you can create. You can do it with the tools here. Okay? All right. Now I'm gonna do a review like I've always done before, so you can catch up as to what I did before. Now, of course, you can always go, you know, you should go to blogtalkradio.com/ImamAlfred and go over to the past broadcasts and scroll down. You see my picture. Now, most pictures are not there except for Imam Alfred's. My picture's there. The name of my show is there because most of the time you don't see any names of shows either. But you'll see 12 Principles of Recovery. You'll see Codependency and Addictions. That one is me. You can click on that, download that to your own hard drive, burn CDs, put it in your iPod, free of charge, okay? So you can catch up with as what I did before. But I'll give you a quick summary now so you can be on top of things, okay? So 12 Principles. Now, I have two chapters in my book, Codependency and Addictions and 12 Principles of Recovery. So, the 12 principles are as follows. Number one, we allowed our lower selves to control us regarding our addiction and admitted that our lives thus had become unmanageable. All right, you regulars know, when I say lower selves, you know what I'm talking about. That dark self, that self that's scheming all the time. And I try to run the next game on someone, conning. You wind up in jail, you talk about the better plan you're going to have when you get out to get that bank. Huh? You know? Oh, that's right. Or get back, you know, some of my revenge. You believe in yourself, right? You believe in that lower self. So, addictions, remember I'm talking about all y'all now, on one level or another. All right? We allowed our lower self. When I say we, it's a collective we. I'm talking about you out there. All right? We allowed our lower selves to control us regarding our addiction and admitted that our lives thus have become unmanageable. Two, we believe that Almighty God, the power greater and outside of ourselves, can and will restore us to sanity. You got to believe that because you're insane out there doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying is the truth. Lying, stealing, cheating, you know, adultery behavior everywhere. Huh? Can't be trusted. We're acting like you're a saint because now you're a religious person. But when everybody's in bed, you're looking at porno all night long. Huh? Yeah. Your wife doesn't feel comfortable watching you in public because you're always eyeing every woman that you see walking by. You know what I'm talking about. Number three, we made a decision to submit our will and our lives to the will of Almighty God. We made a decision to submit our will and our lives to the will of Almighty God. Submit. That means you got to get rid of ego. Oh, yeah. Four, we made a searching and fearless inventory, emotional inventory of ourselves. Again, we made a searching and fearless emotional inventory of ourselves. I talked a lot about that. All right, go back and hear the programs. Four is a long one. We made a searching, I just said four, didn't I? I'm sorry. Made a searching and fearless inventory, emotional inventory of ourselves. Yeah. Five, we're going to talk about five today. We admitted to God and to ourselves the exact nature of our wrongs. Okay, we don't like to admit anything. No, it goes against our conning nature. See, the whole idea, you got to get rid of that nature and accept a new nature for yourself. Yeah. Again, we admitted to God and to ourselves the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we are entirely ready, after asking God for right guidance, to have God remove all our defects of character. I'll say it again. We are entirely ready, after asking God for right guidance, to have God remove all our defects of character. Seven, we humbly and submissively ask God to remove our shortcomings. Eight, we are to make a list. You see, and this is hard too. Make a list of all the people you have harmed. I'll start using you here. You have harmed and you are willing to make amends to them all. Say it again. You are to make a list of all people you have harmed and you are willing to make amends to them all. Yeah, when you talk, we start, look, whole idea, when you want to get a new life, you got to get rid of entirely the old life. Become a new person. This is how you do it. Number nine, you intend to make direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would bring harm to them, ourselves, or others. I'll say it again. You intend to make direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would bring harm to them, yourselves, or others. Not 10. You continue to take personal inventory, and when you are wrong, promptly admit it. You don't like to do that either. You continue to take personal inventory, and when you are wrong, promptly admit it. 11. You seek through prayer, meditation, and studying God's way to improve your conscious contact with God and to improve your love and respect of God, praying for the power to carry God's will out in your lives. Mouthful, huh? I'll say it again. You seek through prayer, meditation, and studying God's way to improve your conscious contact with God and to improve your love and respect of God, praying for the power to carry God's will out in your lives. Like I said, new tools for your transformation. The last one, have increased your level of faith in God consciousness, taqwa for you Muslims. As a result of applying these principles, you are carrying this message to humanity, and you begin practicing these principles in all your affairs. Said again, having increased your level of faith in God consciousness, as a result of applying these principles, you are carrying this message to humanity, and you begin practicing these principles in all your affairs. You got that? Okay. Those are the 12 principles of recovery. And we went through all, well, we started going through all the principles on the show. And so then we finally finished the principle four, so heavy, you know, looking at all the negative character defects we had there. Oh, that was something, you know. I'll give you a little glimpse. All right, four was you made a searching, fearless emotional inventory of yourselves. Then what we did, we went through the character defects. But the most important thing is to look at the other side of the coin, where you want to be, where you should be, where God wants you to be, where you are to be. See, too many times we focus on the place where we are, the negative side, the lower selves, the lower self. Yeah. So as I was reading those for the past few weeks, I really wanted you to focus on the positive counterpart to that and own that one. See, first, here's the process. Identify what you don't want. Feel the negative feelings. With some of y'all, it feels good. All right? Got to remove those and replace it with the positive counterpart, such as false pride. All right? Replace that with humility. We talked about it quite a bit. Okay? Perfectionism. You replace that with admitting mistakes. Being phony. Replace that with being your true and healthy self. Absolutely. Selfishness. Replace that with sharing. Impatience. Naturally, replace that with patience. Absolutely. Then we have resentment. Oh, yeah. You have self-pity. You replace that with feeling good about yourself. See, I told you before, we hate ourselves, a lot of us. Resentment, anger, rage, oh yeah, those are big ones. Replace it with love unconditionally. Love unconditionally. All right? Forgiveness. That's the first chapter of my book, by the way. Yeah, forgiveness. Yeah. Place that, you know, that's very important. Yeah, forgiveness. That's good. And intolerance, replace it with what? Tolerance. Yeah, intolerance. Dishonest thinking. Naturally, the opposite is honest thinking. Why not be honest? Start with your thoughts. Be honest with yourselves. Yeah. Procrastination, serious character defect. Replace that with getting the job done. Getting the job done. Guilty feelings. Replace that with repentant forgiving of self. Repentant forgiving of self. How about emptiness? So many of us feel empty, very, very empty. Naturally, replace that with truly fulfilled. Truly fulfilled. Man, that feels good, you know? We can do all this. How about fear motivated? I talk about this quite a bit in my workshops. Fear motivated. You know? Operating based on fear. You know? Desire motivated. Now, yes. Now you're driving, looking straight ahead. See, when you're operating on fear motivation, you're driving, looking at the rearview mirror, looking at what you're leaving, not where you're going. Again, where you're leaving, what you're leaving, not where you're going. You're still going ahead, but how far will you go looking at the rearview mirror? Not far. Yeah, not far, because your mind is still back there with those people. Yeah, for sure. Very important. These are very, very important things to look at. You got depression. We talked about depression quite a bit, you know. You know, the clinical depression and also the regular kind of lightweight depression that, you know, almost all of us have at times. Yeah, we talked about that, too. So we distinguished clinical from these to lightweight depression. All right? Replace that with inner joy and happiness. Inner joy and happiness. We should be happy. Happy. We see people laugh. We should laugh ourselves, you know. Smile. Have a good time. You have fun. Yes, you know. Yeah, so those are the character defects that I talked about. All right? And if you want to hear more details about that, go back to those shows. It's so very important to understand this, you know. Yeah, like I was talking about in the beginning. We keep marrying and so why do we keep repeating the same experiences? Why do we keep repeating the same relationships? Huh? We wonder why we have the same results afterwards. Yeah, marriage is good. Committed relationships is wonderful. However, what are you committing to? Something that's not real? An image of a marriage that you thought of that's not based on any kind of reality that the other person does not fit into? When they fall out of line of what you created for yourself, huh? You get mad at them, want to jump on them, want to abuse them, want to kick them out of the house, want to divorce them because they didn't fit your image? I'm telling you, we got to get a new life. I always, you know, congratulate those who are engaged and getting married. Oh, yeah, I'm a pro family marriage person. Absolutely, absolutely. However, I say with myself, are they ready for a committed relationship? Are they ready for a committed marriage? Have they cleaned up those character defects I was just talking about? Have they done it? Have they internalized the positive counterparts so they really feel wonderful inside and want to share a wonderful feeling with someone else? All right, we're going on. Number five, we admitted to God and to ourselves the exact nature of our wrongs. Okay. Oh, yeah, by the way, in case you want to join in the conversation, just push number one on your telephone keypad there, and I'll bring you on the air, and we'll talk about what we're talking about. This is so important. See, we're talking about tools for transformation. This is not a lightweight matter. No, it's not. No, it's not, you know? Yeah. So we need to have wonderful, fantastic lives. Okay. Number five, now that we have sorted out the assets and liabilities in our inner world, we can admit to God and possibly another human being. Remember, I said possibly another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. You see, in this fifth principle, We identify the weak items in our inventory and cast them out. This requires action on our part. Those who have passed this way before know that if we keep these defects inside us, they will lead us back to using. Mm-hmm. In order to be truly effective in the freeing process, admission has to come from our own hearts through our own lips. We can't rationalize refusing to do so by saying that, well, God is all-knowing, right? All-knowing, all-powerful. So he already knows my character defects. So therefore, I don't have to admit anything. Look, this emerging from isolation through the open and honest sharing of our terrible burden of guilt brings us to a resting place where we may prepare ourselves for this, for the next principle. Okay? We unnecessarily burden ourselves when we pile up unreconciled emotions. Man, that's our problem today. We pile up and pile up unreconciled emotions. And we, you know, here's check this out. And then you become addicted to them. Write that one down. Like Oprah says, tweet that. You pile up unreconciled emotions and then you become addicted to them. And then what happens? You got to have them. You got to push those buttons all the time. Why? Because you're addicted. You're drawn to them. You get a little drilling rush from it. You love it. As the years and decades continue, we live our lives fraudulently. We harbor an angry child self. Yeah. That only gets angry, angry. When I see child self, I'm talking about the self you once were. We all got a child self inside. Look at those little pictures when you're 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. That little child self is still inside you, wanting and needing attention from you. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So that little child self is angry if you don't do the right thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This angry child self sooner or later will bring out misery in your lives in more ways than one. We notice some older people who are bitter, angry, highly intolerant, paranoid, highly, you know, suspicious of everyone, unwilling to listen to others because they think they have nothing worth listening to. Angry and bitter, even when they are by themselves, demanding, huh? Calling out to those who are no longer around or exhibit sadness over a wasted life. Have we seen some older people? You know, and unfortunately, you know, I've noticed that it starts in the age of 80. Something happens, I guess, you know, the body starts, you know, making that change, you know. And we see it a lot in that age, of course, older naturally. It starts there, I've seen. Yeah. Yeah. These older people, they aren't the sweet little grandpa and grandma we used to know before. A lot of them are bitter, angry. Yeah, I know, a friend of mine owns this gas station in a retirement area here in the Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona area. And I talked to him about, you know, how these seniors were there. He said, man, look. These seniors, they give me the blues. Every day has got a negative horror story from seniors. Yeah. At one time, he was helping to fill the gas, get us up, and he finished, so forth. And this old man opened the door right on him, knocked him down. Yeah, knocked him down. Didn't say it, didn't apologize, nothing. Just knocked him down. You see? Yeah. And said, I'm sorry, but you got in my way. Yeah, and drove off. You know, now who knows? He might have looked at him and thought he was his grandson he was mad at, or who knows what, you know, his son he was mad at, and took it out on him. Yeah, they get angry, bitter, yeah, for sure. Suspicious, yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. When we witness these scenes, we see a manifestation of a neglected inner child. A neglected inner child, that's right. We don't want to neglect that child within. That child will always win in the end. This is why acknowledging those feelings about what we did, whom we hurt, and the reason we did those things are important for our healthy well-being. Yeah. I'm quoting from Zaid Imani, from Imlati Islami, The Path of Peace. Those who have passed this way know that if we keep these defects inside us, they will lead us back to using. If we are not honest, when we take a fifth step, we will have the same negative results that dishonesty brought us in the past. We must trust that Allah is with us when we take this step, and He will help free us from the fear of facing ourselves. Yeah, Zaid Imani. Mm-hmm. Now, when we talk, our ears are the first ones to receive these confessions. Check it out. That's right. Your ears. They're the first ones to bear witness. It is not enough to keep these feelings bottled up inside of ourselves. It is not enough just to say, I know what I did and I know whom I hurt. No. It makes a big difference when you form the words with your mouth and speak those words of truth. In order for you to speak, your brain has to program the mouth. And this takes a certain level of energy and thought. It is this energy and thinking, yeah, that focuses on our wrongs and makes those defects clear and more obvious to your consciousness. Mm-hmm. The more you are conscious of your wrongs, the more you can control or correct your misdeeds. Yeah, whatever you can do to make your misdeeds clearer, the better it is for a reconciling process to begin, and thus relieving you of your burden of guilt, fear, and anger. All right? In some mysterious way, by speaking out, verbally acknowledging your mistakes, failures, and anxieties, the power through those feelings and misdeeds loses its control over you. Did y'all hear that one? Wow. That was a good one. Let me say it again. In some mysterious way, by speaking out, verbally acknowledging your mistakes, failures, and anxieties, the power through those feelings and misdeeds loses its control over you. The dammed up emotions through the years break out of their confinement, and many of them miraculously vanish as soon as they are exposed. As the pain subsides, healing tranquility takes place. Those character defects tend to grow in the dark and die in the light of exposure. Woo! Man, did y'all hear that one? Let me say it again. That one affected me. Those character defects tend to grow in the dark and die in the light of exposure. Man, that's something else. Boy. By the way, for those of you listening online, I opened the chat line. You know, if you go, you know, if you're listening, you can go right under the show. You probably see my picture in the email, Alfred's picture. Scroll down a little bit. You'll see a little box there. You can actually type in some questions or comments right there, and I'll see them. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, of course, if you are listening on your phone and you want to participate or ask questions or comments, just push the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I'll see that and bring you in the studio. Okay? Very important. All right, for those of you who are tuning in late, let me just remind you that, or just bring it to the forefront, that when I'm talking recovery, and I'm doing this recovery series, I'm not just talking about drugs and alcohol. No, we're talking about marriage here. We're talking about jobs. We're talking about depression. We're talking about how you feel about yourselves when you're by yourself. How you're acting in marriage. Huh? Yeah. If you got to control someone, you got to tell your wife what to do every step of the way, try and micromanage her life, this is for you. Straighten up and fly right. Don't do that. She has her own mind. You got your own mind. Allah created her equal, wonderful, powerful soul, and so did He did the same thing for you. Yeah, that's right, for sure. And sisters, have the highest esteem about yourself. Don't accept wrong in your life. You know, don't do that. Allah's got the best mate for you out there. All right, continuing on. So I want to say it so that you know that regardless of the situation where you are, what I'm saying now is for you. Okay? Moving on. Knowing that Almighty God listens to all those who pray to him and all those who submit to his way, yeah, his way for you, you can feel relaxed and safe opening the ancient emotional vault in his presence. When you decide to take this important step in your recovering lives, you have to let it all out and completely allow yourself to be naked emotionally. God won't hurt you, no, but only protect and comfort you. Let it all out with tears, pumping heart, pores opening up, and experience relief at the end. God won't let you down like the people and events in your past. God will start building you up and give you a reason to have high self-esteem. Yeah. Admit to God your character defects. Tell him about your feelings of depression and how it led you to your slip into addictions. Like slipping into darkness. Y'all remember that song? Yes, that's true here too. Slipping into darkness. Yeah. Tell him about your low level of self-esteem and how it led you to controlling men or women, you know, to who took advantage of you on many different levels and occasions. Tell God about the false pride you exhibited and how people were fooled by your charade and conning. Then when the curtain closed, you pulled out your crack pipe and made yourself feel better in the end. Tell God about the perfectionism, selfishness, self-pity, resentment, hatred, intolerance, dishonest thinking, procrastination, guilty feelings, emptiness, fear. Yeah. Yeah, just fess up. You can do it. Tell God about the people you hurt along the way and the people you wanted to hurt along the way but never got the chance. Oh, yeah. The ones that got away for sure that you wanted to take out. Tell it. Notice what it feels like to form the words of truth that you probably never have spoken before. We cannot change anything unless we clearly acknowledge and accept it first. Get it off your chest and then experience a lightness in your spirit and a light in your soul that only before knew darkness. Wow. That's really something. It can be beneficial to have this kind of session with another person, you know, but you have to be very, very careful in the selection of such a person. You have to trust him. You should know their character and have a history with the person so you can recognize their sincerity. Mm-hmm. They should also encourage a two-way conversation, but in no way make their story more important or dominate the session. They should always recognize that it is your story that is the most important. It is your feelings. They have to be acknowledged with all the validations that are appropriate. Hearing the perspective of someone else broadens the thinking ideas. Now, see, this varies from the 12-step program of Alcoholics Anonymous. They always say, God talk to somebody else, God talk to somebody else. Maybe not. That person might be in worse shape morally and emotionally and spiritually than you. No. You don't have to talk to anybody. But it's nice if you can find that right person to do that. That's pretty hard. You know? Yeah. Hearing the perspective of someone else broadens the thinking and ideas. When Party A hears a similar story from Party B and hears a different outcome from addiction, from a different action, a light bulb moment could occur. See, we don't have to depend on our thinking alone. You shouldn't. We're not alone out here. There are many, many, many people in similar situations and for the same similar reasons. We need other ears, hearts, and minds to help us with our sojourn on this earth. This sojourn here doesn't have to be so burdensome, and we don't have to carry such a load all by ourselves. When we share with another, we relieve the burdens from each other. Yeah, from each other. Keep in mind, since, you know, my book here is about reconnecting with our child self, I'm talking about the youth or the child within too, you know. So I have to take another view of this past scenario. So for those of you who don't know, see, I'll be, you know, in my book, I talk about how you go back in time and recreate some of those scenarios. You go back as a third party, the fictional character that you go to create called you. Yeah, absolutely. You'll be talking to your parents as a senior advisor. See, if you're 48 now, your mother was 24, you'll be talking to her as a senior person. You're 48 and she's 24. So you're talking to her, yeah, as a much older person that she respects. And you kind of tell her to straighten and fly right and be the better mother for that wonderful son or daughter. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So your young self will come over and have a main session with you, unveiling everything locked up inside. Imagine that. It might be hard for you to imagine that right now. It's kind of might sound like a crazy kind of concept now. But this is how we actually change those feelings from the past. This is how we take care of the old voices telling us what we can't do, what we can do, who to see, who not see, who to love, who not love. You know? Yeah, micromanaging your life. So this is how you do it. So get my book, Reconnect It. All right? I guess I'll do my commercial again. And my Reconnected book can be bought at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. I am Nazim Rashid, NazimRashid. And my information is, well, my picture is on the show page, you know, right now. My website, cloudsofabundance.com. Cloudsofabundance.com. Again, cloudsofabundance.com. You can email me if you like, nrbookclub@gmail.com, nrbookclub@gmail.com for any kind of feedback. And also, yes, a special offer I'm giving to all of E.M. Alfred's friends that tune in. You know, my book is 412 pages and 14 chapters. It's a pretty heavy book. So it costs about $4 or so to ship. So what I'm going to do for all you listeners here is to give it to you without the shipping cost. But you have to go to, you have to email me. If you go on my site or Amazon and Barnes & Noble, the shipping will be clocked in there. So if you go to my email, nrbookclub@gmail.com, and just tell me that you're one of E.M. Alfred's friends or guests, I will send you a PayPal link. Okay? Yeah, a PayPal link with the book, you know, about $20, all right, minus the shipping. And you can get that way. I'll personally sign it and mail it to you. Okay? Everybody got that? Again, my site is Clouds of Abundance. Yeah, my radio show, The Reconnected Show, blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. Comes on every Saturday from 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And you can call in, too, at 347-994-2524. Again, 347-994-2524. Just set it on, you know, on your phone, just the call it number every Saturday at 2 o'clock if you're on the East Coast. You see, just call it number and be on the show and listen. We have very thought-provoking guests every week. It's a personal growth show designed with the inner peace and mindful. I don't talk about anything negative. I don't talk about the news. I don't talk about controversial topics. Everything's positive on my show. So that's how you can get in touch with me there, okay? Very important. So, again, if you want to talk, you can also always push your number one on your telephone keypad. Come right on in, and we'll talk about these issues, all right? Okay? Very important. Yeah. So as you're talking to your child self, you'll listen empathically and, you know, you'll do all that. And, you know, first thing, you know, I tell my clients is to get those little pictures of yourself when you're real young, you know, between like, you know, 3 or 2 and 10, you know, that age there when you're a child, and get those little faces. Make sure you can see the eyes as close up as possible and tape it to your computer monitor. And every day send love to those little eyes. It starts there to make this process, you know, healthy for yourself. Send love to that little picture. Yeah, you do that first. That's how we start the process of creating the mentor to your child self. Yeah, real important. Does everybody get what I'm talking about now? This recovery process is for everybody. Everybody. Okay? All right. Number six, the sixth principle is we are entirely ready after asking God for right guidance, to have God remove all our defects of character. Say it again, we are entirely ready, after asking God for right guidance, to have God remove all our defects of character. Okay. After admission of our wrongs, we're not ready to have God remove these character defects in the sixth principle. Mm-hmm. As addicts, we are stubborn, strong-willed people. In the business world, these traits can give us the focus necessary to succeed. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Refusing to give up, even in the worst of times, often leads us past obstacles that lie between failure and success. However, an unwillingness to let go in our personal lives can stunt our spiritual growth. Yeah. For so long, we ingested chemicals that were destroying our lives. Oh, yes, you did. This is also true for those of us who have allowed the spirit of domination over others to reside in our souls, thus becoming the director of our lives. Yep, so I'm trying to cover everybody here. Defying our instinctive desire for self-preservation, we seem to self-destruct. Yeah. Here, our powerful instinct to live begins to cooperate with God's ability to grant us a new life. Yeah. We were not created to destroy ourselves with intoxicants. We're instead given natural instincts to cherish life in service to God and humanity. Man, I hope you got that. All right. Every worthwhile goal in life is achieved after careful, meticulous preparation. If your goal is to win the big race in the Olympic competition, there will be several things on your to-do list. You have to see yourself as a winner. Yeah. Crossing the finish line way ahead of the pack. You have to be willing to go through hours and hours of exercising, stretching, special deep breathing, running for miles, and a diet strictness. Oh, yeah, no more of those McDonald's Happy Meals. No. You have to be uncompromising in your commitment to your preparation and goal. You have to feel the new you evolving from within and become one with this new spirit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to welcome this transformation process with open arms and a reception that is strongly desired and demonstrated in the new spirit that you now carry about you. Oh, yeah, very, very important. Hope everybody got that. This is so, so, so very, very key. All right? And guess what? We have a caller. Wonderful, fantastic. Caller and area code 201, you're on air.
Assalamualaikum.
Wake up, salam, my brother. How are you?
All right. How are you? I'm just enjoying the program. You're talking about the Malachi program and the spiritual principles of recovery. You know, for a long time, it's been like the elephant in the room that nobody wanted to address.
But you know that's right.
I don't know if the Islamic community believed that we didn't have the same problems or the ills that happened in the greater society, but unfortunately we do. But there's a way out, and I'm just really, really appreciating the service that you provide and talking about the fifth principle, you know.
Yes, sir.
Spiritual principles can definitely transform your life. And I'm a living example of that it works, you know. So I'm grateful. I didn't hear a caller, another, so you was inspiring me so much. I said, I'm driving in my car, but I listen to you all the time. You know,
yes, sir.
I thought you was another brother that's from Newark, named Rashid, that's a homeopathic doctor, right?
Okay.
You sound like him, too. But, alhamdulillah for your efforts, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm really
grateful,
you know, and it's right where I'm at, you know, because the exact nature of my wrong has always been, you know, my defect of character. know, acting out on old attitudes, ideas, and behaviors, not moving away. And the thing you said about the child, I'd really like to know about the book, because that's what happened. I didn't nurture the little boy. I suffered from a lot of anger issues also. You know,
absolutely.
It manifests itself in ways that I never even thought could happen. You know, but I had to become open to other things in order to really understand. So I just wanted to add that little bit to the program and hope that I can get your book.
Man, brother, please do that, brother. Now, please, like I was telling before, I tell everybody that's on this air here, they can get my book without paying the shipping costs, but you gotta email me, because if you go to my site or Amazon and Barnes & Noble, you'll pay shipping also. It's a pretty heavy book. So please, I know you're in a car now, so but you can always go back on the air and on the online and hear the program again and get it and hear the show again. But it's nrbookclub@gmail.com, you see?
Okay, I can remember
so,
that.
Really? Okay, good. NR, like Nazim Rashid, you know?
NR@amazon.com?
No.
NR book club at gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah.
As soon as I can pull over, I'm gonna add that too, because I like to get that book, because it sounds like a 412 page. That's a lot of information. And I'm really inspired by the Malachi program, and we're trying to establish that in Newark. Malachi, most people go to Narcotics Anonymous meetings, and we would like to, for those who want an Islamic perspective, we want to establish it, because we've got a large concentration of Muslims here who are struggling with addiction, you know, with addiction. And it's affecting the whole community and our effectiveness as an ummah. So it is something that we have to address. We can no longer be quiet about it, and we just have to summon the courage, which is the principle of the fifth principle that you're talking about, courage.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to
need
that and be honest about where we're at as a body in order for us to grow collectively as a community.
Brother, I appreciate that, brother, man. I'm telling you, man, and I tell you, how many years have you been on this side of, like I call it, the side of light and consciousness? How many years have you been on this side of light?
13 years.
All right, brother. Alhamdulillah. Man, it's so bad. It feels good on this side, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed. I wonder what happened to me before, you know, downward human spiral, man, you know.
It feels good.
Yes, it does. You know, alhamdulillah for his grace and his mercy, Aki.
That's
you
right,
know,
man.
I see manifestations of it all the time, and there's still some people that I know that's still stuck, you know.
Right.
And mind you, they're getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And still suffering. You know, they say the pain is necessary, but suffering is optional. You know, so... You know, in order to grow, you're going to have some pain, even in birth. You know, Allah said he created us in toil and struggle. So we know we're going to struggle through some things. But we don't have to go through that one. You know, that's self-imposed, man. That's hell living. You know, that's not living. So I'm grateful that through his grace, man, that I ain't doing that.
See, it's all a choice. It's all a choice. And like I said when I was talking about the fourth principle, I said first we have to identify the character defects. We have to go inside that negativity and really feel how awful that is, and then what happens? It say, Allah, I don't want this anymore. I do not want this anymore.
Right.
Remove this from me. But we can't just do it that by itself. We gotta say now we gotta replace it with the positive counterpart, the principles. See, and that's the part that a lot of us don't do. We want to remove it, but we don't replace it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you don't replace
that's how you recover.
See? But if you don't replace it, you create a void. And that void creates
a
vacuum. And it sucks in that negative, that character defect right back.
That's
See?
Right. Because it says in the second principle, it says that void that must be filled. So it don't say it might, don't say it should. It say it must be filled. So you're gonna fill it
right.
with something.
Right. That's
you
the, that's
know,
the key.
Sex, drugs, shopping. You know, and it's all to the races again, IT. So you have to feel
right,
good.
Right.
It's suggested that we do it with spiritual principles. You know.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. See,
that's
what happens. People don't understand that. Well, I got rid of that last week, but you didn't replace it with anything. So what happens, that
that's
void
right.
is there is sucks back in what you thought you threw out.
That's right. Thank
comes
you
right
for
back
the simplicity.
In,
that's a simple approach right there. Simplicity, that's the key. That is
you know?
The key.
And the whole idea, brother, you know, like Allah says, this religion is simple and easy for you to follow, right? So
that's right.
We have
that's
the
right.
we have to understand.
Really?
It's easy, but see, we take the difficult road. You know,
sure do, I do.
We put power
like
more
it's
bread in your stomach. Yeah. More bread. What happens? You know,
yes.
you can't have those burdens. And then when you can't have the burdens, what do
that's
you do?
Right.
I'm about to pick up. I'm about to go back to my pipe again. You know, I know about the pipe.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, I do.
You know, that's why I said. That's why I said in the beginning. See, I said one of my famous sayings. I said, "You got to deserve before you desire." See, you got to feel you
that's
deserve
right.
the best.
That's
see?
Right.
A lot of us want all these
that's
different
right.
things in life. You want the best wife, you want the best job, or the best home, the best place, and all that kind of stuff. But in your innermost, darkest secrets inside, you say, I don't deserve those things.
Oh,
I don't deserve those things.
That's what, yeah, can you stand to be blessed?
Is that, see it? You know,
absolutely.
I don't, and then
yeah.
what happens, you look at your mate, you look at the one you married, and say, and she might be fine, says, you know, I don't really deserve her. She's too good for me.
Yeah.
I don't deserve her.
Yeah.
You know? And you wonder why your marriage doesn't last. You see?
Yeah.
It's doomed to destruction. It's doomed to destruction.
So
you
is.
See? And so that's why I say you got to deserve before you desire. You got to feel your worth. Allah said he created you in excellence. If Allah created you in excellence,
right.
we are not to accept anything but that in our lives.
I'll do that.
See? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's why I saw, man, I'm telling people, I'm telling you, stop it. You know, every time I talk to brothers, you know, get in the little circle, they say, man, you know, I had a good woman a long time. I lost her. You know? You know, I'm going to get married again. You know? I hate that. I said, man, look,
uh-huh.
stop it. You're going to marry the same thing as you did before. You're going to do the same mistakes that you made before. Right?
Wow.
Because you haven't. You haven't
right.
deserved, you don't feel that you deserve the best in your life. Because you look at yourself in the mirror, you don't even like your image. You don't like yourself. No.
Wow. Self-loathing, right?
Yeah, but we got to love us. This is why when we have leaders look like us, we don't like to follow them. No, we don't like to follow
them.
Yeah,
right.
No. Same thing.
Yeah.
You hate yourself?
Yeah, it is.
You hate
others
look like you. The same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Why do you do that? Yeah, same thing. You got it right, brother. Same thing. Why are we like that, you know? I said, good God Almighty.
Yeah.
It's awful, you know? And we can take the same thing as looking at images and religion. Same thing. Same exact thing, you know? You know, and that's why a lot
yeah.
of people got the white images up there on the cross, and we like that image. Put a black one in, and he really was black. Oh, we don't like that. Oh, we don't like that one. Oh, we don't. Oh, can't stand that. You know, so.
Yeah.
Got a problem. See, you got a problem. It's the same thing. So, same thing. So this is why I said that recovery program is really for everybody.
Yes,
everybody.
It is. Yes,
yeah.
It is.
It's not, I say all the time, not just for those, you know, hitting that crack pipe and then hitting those lines. No. If you feel you got to micromanage somebody's life, you got to control your woman. You got you want to be a boss of somebody. You want to be bullying somebody. You know you got self hatred going on. You got depression going on.
Yeah.
You know your life is a mess.
Yeah.
You create your own hell. This program is for you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You see,
without question. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about, man. So they don't get it. So when I went to my 12 steps, I have to tell people my story all the time. The 12 steps was too sterile for me. You know, it was too much room for relapse, and they had no idea of what God was, and they said you're powerless and you're an addict for life, and you know, and my nature couldn't accept that. So I had to recreate that. I was so motivated to be clean and sober, I had to recreate. So I created the 12 principles of recovery. You see?
Wow.
Which is based on that, but it's kind of like the Malati Islami. It's kind of like that. But I had to make it so that it was almost foolproof. So if you go to this program, relapsing, you're not going to relapse. You're not going to do it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, because I make you the governor of you. I make you monitor yourself. I make you feel that you got a security camera around you all the time when we do. And so you're not going to make mistakes because there's always a mirror around, cameras looking at you all the time. You see? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't feel you can't go in a back alley with your little brown paper bag and feel no one's going to watch you. No. Those days are gone. You see? Everything's on record right now. Everything you do is on record.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I got a 12 principles of recovery, and I quote, you know, Zayed. Matter of fact, I quoted Zayed a little while ago from Malati Islami in there. So I give everybody their propers in the book here. But I had to create something that works, that can give me a life of freedom and possibilities, so I can have a life of positive, productive life, so I can help myself and others and be an example for others. I wanted a life like that, you know. So I had to have
that.
I was self-motivated.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
See what I'm saying? Go ahead.
You know, I believe what you're saying is what we do. You know, as we were told that if you can make it better, then make it better. You know, if it's something that you can do that can help, that wasn't, it's already proven in your life, then good. Alhamdulillah. That's what the big hang-up is with a lot of Muslims on and going into 12-step programs, because they have problems with some of the ideas. You know, and
there you go.
It causes problems for them, and because of some of the ideas, it's, you know, they don't feel comfortable there. But from what you're saying, the 12 principles of recovery, right away that will help out. Right away.
Absolutely.
You know,
first of all,
you eliminate all that stuff.
I don't say powerless. I don't say you're powerless. I'll never say you're powerless. You're never powerless.
Yeah.
No. We fall down sometimes, yes. We fall down, we get back up, okay?
Absolutely.
You're not powerless. Another thing I don't say is you're not an addict for life either. They tell you that. But I say you're not addict for life. That's a temporary fallen condition. That's all that is.
Absolutely.
A temporary fallen condition. You know? So I don't use those kind of self-destructive words like you're powerless and you're an addict for life. First thing they say is, well, I'm John. I'm an addict. Everybody says, hi, John. No. You know, I'm going to tell you. When I came to I went to one meeting. I said, that's not for me. No. I see people drinking, you know, 4 or 5 cups of coffee and 3 or 4 cigarettes at a time over here and all that and so forth. And, you know, and they stopped doing heroin, but now they got it smoking a pack every hour, you know.
Yeah.
So I said, no. This is not for me. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I said, no, this is not for me. I said, let me get out of here. I don't need this. And so I said, let me get ready. You know, and you smell smoke in the air and all that kind of stuff. No. So I said, let me get some. I want something that is true. I want something, first of all, that's God approved, okay? And I want to make sure everything I did is in alignment with what Almighty God Allah wants for me, okay? So I want to light that first. I want to make sure God is approving of what I'm doing, all right? So I got to have it like that. And so I did. So I started my program in the California area, in the Oakland, California area. And, man, I'm telling you, you know, I conducted workshops there. And brothers were saying, man, this is something else. Now, I went to 12 steps 4 or 5 different times and failed every time. But this program, okay, I can see this. I can see myself doing some good. In this program, you're teaching me that I got worth. I'm worthy. I'm deserving of something. I'm deserving of the best. I never heard that before. You see?
Yeah.
I'm saying, yes, you are. I said, God created you that way. That's in your DNA for greatness. Yes.
That's right. I was just reading.
See,
that.
So you know, yeah. So there you go. So therefore,
say a lot of love is the most you know.
You know, yeah. And so therefore, when people hear that, it says, "Yeah, I can do good. I can do. You know, I can be example for somebody else. Yes, I can do it." And so when they hear that from my 12 principles, they said, "You know what? I'm going to get my life. I'm going to detox today. I'm getting rid of all these drugs out of my system." And I'm going to have a solid life of production. I like this. I'm going to do it today. I'm doing it. And they do it, man. So lives have been saved, you know? So
yeah,
I said, Alhamdulillah. That's why it's so important, man. But think about it, man. I can't get enough, you know, brothers right now, you know, to jump on this bandwagon. You know, they say, sounds good. You know, I'll be there someday, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, fear and doubt. You know how that do. I see that's the disease of the heart, you know, and unwillingness. You know, you don't practice. If you ain't open, you ain't going to be able to see. You got to be
you
open.
Know, and they keep, and then what happens, you know, they keep getting married again. But, hey, brother, I'm getting married again. So, boy, here we go again, you know.
It's like you ain't took a bath, but you put on a new suit, right?
Don't look sharp today. Look at me. I'm sharp. I'm clean.
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir. I knew one brother.
Come on.
This time, but my Alfred asked me to come on every Wednesday. He said, brother, I'll tell you what. You see, Alfred's got my book. He's got my book, and he said, "Man, this book has changed my life." So he said, "Man, look, you got the spot every Wednesday." That's okay. I'll do it. Okay, so we're doing it.
Yeah.
So this is my.
Yeah, I've been hearing you. I forget sometimes. I get the days mixed up, but I've been hearing your voice. So I said, "Okay."
Yes, sir.
So, and then one day you start talking about recovery. I said, "Oh, wait a minute. Okay." You know, and you've been. Flowing, and I've been following you around this time. I've just been listening. A lot of time I listen because listening and learning how to listen. So I'm open to talking about my principles here. I said, yeah, I can identify with what he's talking about. You know, and he's telling nothing but the truth.
Alhamdulillah,
living a conscious life is what Allah decreed for us anyway.
Woo, I'm saying, you see, know, right there, brother. You said that was a heavy statement you just said. That's heavy. Living a conscious life.
That's right. A conscious life. That's right. Most things Muslims do, they do consciously because everything you do, even if it's an act of worship, you should know why you're doing it.
Right.
The rituals point to
it. Right.
Yeah.
That's why I say you can't sneak around the back alley with your little brown. That's why you can't have a little brown paper bag around the back alley, figuring no one's gonna watch you. You can't do that. Those days are gone.
No, you can't do that. That's right. The light is on, right?
All the time.
What?
All the time. That's why I keep doing it all the time, man. So I just said, man, and so I'm pushing, and right now, see, I don't have a budget for public relations because if I had that, you see me on major media. But I say that it's the Alfred. If you can help me out, the Alfred's helping me out, and I'm trying to get others to do it. So if we can just, like, brother, you buy the book, and then what happens? You share it.
Yeah.
The others buy the book, and what happens? We can start a new.
Because it's needed, Aki. And when you find in that bit, you know, you're going to go through the struggle, but keep struggling, Aki. Keep pushing.
Yeah, I'm doing it, brother. I'm doing it, brother.
Some of us out, I'm listening. Just like I'm listening, somebody else hear you too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And another thing too, I told Alfred that right now this segment goes all over the world.
Yeah, I'm doing all over the world. Right? All over the
right
world.
Right now.
Yeah.
And, I know that because
right now.
Ryan, I want you to tune into my show. Are you still driving? I hope you're not still driving, brother. You did pull over, didn't you?
Yeah, let's pull over. What number is your show?
Okay, I'm on the same network. Same network. I come on every Saturday from. Are you on East Coast? Where are you located? Are you on East Coast?
Yeah, I'm on the East Coast. Yeah.
Okay, so it's 2 o'clock your time on Saturdays. 2 o'clock your time every Saturday. I have the Reconnected show, and the phone number there, since you'd like to call in, is 347-9-4-2-5-2-4. Yeah, again, it's 347-9-4-2-5-2-4.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Every Saturday. So
Saturday.
Yeah. I'm listening. So what happens? I got a lot of different guests to come on, and this is what I like about Wednesdays. Wednesday, I'm talking. Whereas on Saturdays, like Emma Alfred does, he hosts. So I'm just hosting, and I bring on the guests. I'm not really doing a lot of talking, so I'm playing another role on my show. But what happens is that on my show, I have different growth experts talk about different aspects of how we can become the best we can become. I do only positive programs on my show, you know,
yeah.
Only positive programs.
I can tell.
So remember this coming Saturday, I have a guest from North Carolina. She's a therapist, and she's going to talk about emotional bullying and personal growth.
Oh.
You see?
Oh,
and
yeah,
a lot
that's
of times,
what
you know,
I need.
A lot of times in marriages, you have the husband or maybe the wife, you know, it doesn't matter, either one could do it. What happens, we beat the other person down emotionally.
Yes, we do.
And then they get mad that they don't measure up. Yeah.
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 What's wrong with
me? So, yeah. You see what I'm saying? So that's the topic of Saturday. So I'm talking about that. So we're going to do that. And so it's a different topic. But I'm telling you, it's all about personal growth, all about becoming the best we can become. And on my show, I have 113,000 hits right now. A lot of people all over the world heard my show. 113,000 hits. And I've had 12 different countries I know about that have tuned in at one point or another. So I've got Indonesia, Malaysia, Mali, Nigeria. I've got Austria, Australia, Canada, United Kingdom. In South Africa, they've all tuned in one time or other. So, Boney and Buffett, man, everybody loves all the free information, like now, free therapy. But I'm telling you, where are the book sales? Buy the books.
No doubt. I'm going to buy the book, man. Specifically about what's in the book.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And I said, man, everybody loves it. Oh, man, it gets brand new lives. I said, man, my books are collecting dust on my life. Hey, man, buy the books. You have the material in your hands because, say, tomorrow you have a little challenge that comes up. You can pick the book up and say, oh, yeah, in chapter 4 it says this and such. Oh, yeah, I got it now. Okay, I'm fine now.
Absolutely.
You know, have that. So it's important.
That's
by the way,
it's NIZIM
in our book club at gmail.com. In our book club at gmail.com.
Right. .com. Okay.
Yeah.
Got
and matter of fact, right now, I'm going to the table of contents for everybody because everybody needs to know this. In the book we have, first of all, I have forget, and think about it, this order was divinely given to me. Now, I'm telling you, because when I wrote this book, I had a different order. And some people say, you know, it got channeled. I can accept that. But this order kind of came through me. First is forgiveness, then is validation, then is self-esteem, then is visualization, then is self-image, then communication and listening skills, big one, then optimism,
real big,
then
gratitude,
then faith,
oh my goodness,
then spirituality, then codependency,
yeah.
attachments, and addictions. Then the 12 principles of recovery. Then identifying and managing emotions. Then how to go back in time and be the mentor to your child self. That's the chapters.
We got to have it out.
That's the chapters, you know. So please, you know, you and everybody go to In Our Book Club. Now go to my site also. Now, cloudsofabundance.com. Write that down, too.
.com. Okay.
Clouds of Abundance. .com. Yeah, take your time there. Clouds of Abundance .com. Yep. .com. Cloudsofabundance.com. That's my site there. And you see the buy. Yeah, you see the buy now button. But instead of doing it buy, like I said, if you go buy it through there, you have to pay shipping. So look at the site, enjoy the site. I got some videos on there too. I got one on relationships, and one on parenting. That's
okay.
On there too. That's on there
yeah,
also.
Yeah, we can all
you know,
use that.
All that, see, you know, all that. You know, this is why
all
this
that.
Is a multi-purpose book, you know. So that's why
yes,
it's very
it
important. It's important to understand that, you know. And like
yes,
I mentioned
indeed.
All the 12 principles. In fact, I'm gonna go to the 12 principles again right now, so everybody can understand what we're talking about. Because like I said before, this is for everybody. Now, number one, now you probably remember some of these, but I'm gonna give it to you as is in the book. One is we allow our lower selves to control us regarding our addiction and admitted that our lives thus have become unmanageable. That's first
Ooh,
one.
Wait.
Second one. We believe the Almighty God of law, the power greater and outside of ourselves, can and will restore us to sanity. Two. All right?
Yes.
Number three. We made a decision to submit our will and our lives to the will of Almighty God. Okay? Four. We made a searching and fearless emotional inventory of ourselves. Five. We admitted to God and to ourselves the exact nature of our wrongs. All right. Six, we are entirely ready, after asking God for right guidance, to have God remove all our defects of character. All right. Seven, humbly and submissively ask God to remove all our shortcomings. Eight, we are to make a list of all people we have harmed, and we are willing to make amends to them all. All right. Nine, we intend to make direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would bring harm to them, ourselves, or others. All right. Ten, continue to take personal inventory, and when we are wrong, promptly admit it. Yeah, that's hard. 11, we seek through prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer, meditation, and studying God's way to improve our conscious contact with God and to improve our love and respect of God, praying for the power to carry God's will out in our lives. Ooh, very important. Ooh. Number 12,
yes,
have increased our level of faith in God consciousness as a result of applying these principles by carrying this message to humanity, and we begin practicing these principles in all our affairs. You see?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, this is a little different from the 12 steps.
Yeah.
A little different.
But it's a little different. But
you know?
Effective nonetheless. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's important to have something.
So I'm going.
One thing I believe is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Because
I was saying,
I'm moving along.
It's okay. One thing that's important is that, to me, having a prescription. You know, when you get a prescription from a doctor, it says, take two of these three times a day. You don't say, well, I'm going to take four. I'll take five. You don't do that. You follow the doctor's prescription, don't you? Isn't that right?
That's right.
That's what it says, all right? So, myself, I need it, as an addict as I was, I need a prescription. Something I can follow.
Mm-hmm.
If I follow these steps to the T, I come out on the other side a recovered, clean, sober, productive human being. That's what I wanted for myself. You see?
Yeah,
you know?
I'll do that.
I pray for that. And this is what we have here, you know? So this is a prescription. So it's already been tried and proven, so there's no theory here. I call this science. You do it, you go and get the results. You know?
That's right.
And that's what we need to have. That's what we need to have, man. So I tell you, man, hey, brother, tell you what, I'm gonna come go a little close to the program now, but what I'm going to do is reiterate that people, like, especially those listening outside the country, I mentioned before, I'll say it again, you guys got to go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get it from there. Now, if you have an e-book or a Kindle, some people have that, then you could download the book. You can get it in the next 20 minutes that way.
I can get your book
too.
From Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, you can get that way too. Yeah. Matter of fact, you can walk in the store. It might be on the shelf. You walk in the store.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's even better. Yeah, because I want to get this one right away. I want my hands on it.
Well, tell you
what,
man. Well, you
and I'll be ready
walk
for
walk in Barnes & Noble right now and say, I want this book. And they'll say, oh, here, right there. There it is right there. Go in there. Go get it. Get it. Get it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you can.
I'm really lucky.
And Clay, in case they don't have it, in case they don't have it, you can say, order it. And they'll order it. They'll say, oh, come back tomorrow. I'll be right here at the front desk waiting for you.
Okay.
You know?
Well,
yeah.
And I'm going to call you back with some information from a chapter, too, so
let you know
that I am reading it.
Is the Barnes & Noble close to you? Are you close to one?
Yeah, right up in Union. Yeah, I'm real close to
really?
One.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Not too far. Well, I'm in Newark. I'm in Newark, New Jersey, but it's right up on 22, the highway, where most of the stores and stuff is at, so I intend to get it by Friday. Yeah,
oh,
I'm going to get the book, brother.
And it might be right there, but in case they don't have it, or they say, are you know, the order, they'll put your name on it, they'll have a reserve in the back of the cashier for you when you come in the next day. So you know how to do that.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm going to
do. That. And come on here and talk about it. I want to hear a testimonial, man. Hey.
Absolutely. I'm going to come on and testimony, give you a testimonial, too. So you'll know I did
do
work.
Do that, man. Do that. I'm doing a lot.
Yeah.
At some point, you know, brother, it's so important, man, to do the work.
Yeah, you got to do the work, John. You know, they say you want to spoil without work.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I know some people who have my book, and they got on a top shelf. Remember those days? We're told, put the Quran on a top shelf. Top shelf. Put
yeah,
up,
remember
where,
that?
Where
top
shelf.
They know you're talking about it in your mind, right? Yeah, I remember. I used to put it up there, too. It was up there and covered in everything.
You know, on the top shelf, way over, you know. And so many of us, you know, they bought my book, you know, and I asked them, well, how you like the book? Well, I got the book in my library. It's in my library for sure. I got it in my library. Well, are you reading the book? Well, brother, I'll get around to it, you know. But then in the meantime, they keep having multiple marriages, multiple failures in their life, multiple depression, and keep saying, brother, help me with my depression. Brother, help me out with this issue I'm having. But I got to check. I said, what? You got the book. All right?
Yeah, read
you
it.
Got the book. Read it. I said, yeah. You're having the prettiest prescription bottle from the drugstore. The prettiest bottle from the doctor. All right? You got it in your medicine cabinet.
Uh-huh.
You got your sickness. And people say, why are you sick? You got the medicine. Well, it's in the bottle. I'm going to get to it.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
you know,
we need this medicine now.
What's wrong with it? I said, man, good God Almighty. I'm telling you, I know a lot of folks in there bought a book and they say, yeah, man, I've got your book. Man, look, open it up. And another brother, I'm telling you, I've got a story. Another brother took this in paperback. He actually went to the store and made a hardback out of it. He went to the store and had it rebound. It's hard and it can last forever. I said, I'm going to be loud. I said, well, what chapter are we in? Well, I'm going to start next week. I said, what?
Yeah,
what?
Right.
You took the time
and
energy.
Okay.
You took the time and energy and money, went to a store, had it rebound, hardback, all that. Looks, but you haven't cracked it open yet. You know?
Yeah, I got to crack it.
I
like
what
the contents, period. 412.
You know,
yeah, right? 400.
You're 412 pages.
Yeah, 412 pages. That's a lot.
And, you know, and they keep asking for questions for their, you know, for the answers, for the problems. I said, brother, you got the, I gave it a, you got the pills already. Take it. You know? So we got to do that. You got to do this. Very important to understand that principle. And so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm
absolutely
going to do that next week. We're actually going to start on the sixth principle next week. And matter of fact, I'm turning that right. I got the seven right here. I got six. Here we go. We are entirely ready after asking God for right guidance to have God remove all our defects of character. And we're going to start right back on next week. But like I said before, I got to repeat this because people think that they only hear part of the program. I'm not talking about your alcoholism only. I'm not talking about your crack addiction only. I'm not talking about one item only. Please, brother and sister who listen to me out there, I'm not talking about one problem in your life. No.
No, we're not.
This is for everybody. Everybody.
That's
you
right.
Know, so
everybody got defects.
Yeah. You know, people, they want to control their wives. They want to make sure their wives stay in place, stay in place, stay in place. And this micromanage her life. And some wives do the husbands. Stop it already. We are created as equal souls. Equal souls out here.
Sir.
We got a role to, But no one's created to be dominant over anybody else. No.
That's
no,
right.
No, no, no. No one has a leash on anybody. Everybody, it's Allah said you created your free mind of the city. A free, you know, we know man means mind. A free mind of the city. You know that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's true.
He said,
without a doubt.
He says he's giving you a fountain of abundance.
Yeah.
A fountain of
abundance.
All
right. Yeah.
You know, a fountain, it never runs out. Always flowing.
Never run out. Always knowing.
You see what I'm saying?
Ooh,
so this is important.
Yes, sir.
Almighty God has given you everything you need to have for the complete fulfillment of your life.
Wow. And
that's also in there, too. That's also in there.
Yeah.
It's already given to you. So when Allah, when he breathed that breath of life into the womb of the mother, that means that the characteristics of God was all right there, all the characteristics, all the genius, all that came in with the breath, came right into the womb, right? It clocked it into the DNA of that child.
Wow.
Right there. The breath of life. We take that too lightly. Way too lightly.
Yeah.
Way too lightly.
Yes, indeed.
That's why we need to study those 99 attributes, because we look at those things that we can, a lot of those things that we can't reflect, because they're blown the law alone, we know that. But we got a lot of those we can reflect in our own personal lives. We need to reflect those. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We have better lives.
Absolutely.
We have better lives from that. So that's so very important. So very important. So, brother Simon, hey, what's your first name again, brother? Your first name?
Habib.
Habib. Okay,
Habib.
All right, brother.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you. Habib,
yes,
appreciate that. I appreciate that, brother. Tell you what, tune in next week. We're going to do another episode. And and I'm going to do my best. Like, Imam Muhammad, he said, I love everybody around the world, but you know my brothers over here in this country, they're my best patients. So he wants to be around the best ones.
Right.
So I'm like that too. I want us to get this. Look, if we look all around the world, who needs this most? We do.
We do absolutely.
We get it, we become the lighthouse for the world. That's it right there, brothers. Tell you what, I'm going to end the program now, but I'm telling you, man, brothers, tune in next week, and we have another fantastic show, and we're going to do this. And, brother, I'm telling you, next week, I want to hear your testimonial. All right?
Absolutely. No doubt.
All right, brother. Appreciate that. And wake up, Islam. All right, everybody. I'll see y'all guys next week. I end with how I started, with the peace only God gives you. Assalamu alaikum.